in the 12th month of the year, which is the month of Adar. On the 13th day it happened, when the time had arrived for the command of the king and his decree to be enforced, this being the day on which had expected the enemies of the Jews to prevail over them. It was turned around, namely, they overcame, the Jews in fact prevailed over all their enemies. Then gathered the Jews in their cities, in all the provinces of King Ahasuerus, to send forth their hand against those who sought their harm. No man could stand before them, for there fell a fear of them over all the peoples. All officials of the provinces, the satraps, the governors, those doing the work of the king, supported the Jews, since there fell the fear of Mordecai upon them. For great was Mordecai in the house of the king, and his fame was spreading in all the provinces. This man Mordecai was gaining in power. Then struck the Jews at all their enemies. The stroke of the sword brought slaughter and destruction. They did to those who hated them as they willed. In Shushan, the capital, the Jews did kill, they destroyed all of 500 men, including Parshandata and Alphon and Aspata, including also Porata and Adalia and Aridata, along with Parmashta and Asirai and Aridai and Vizata. These were the 10 sons of Haman, son of Hammedata, enemy of the Jews. These they killed, but on the plunder they did not lay a hand. On that day they brought the number of those killed in Shushan the capital before the king. And spoke the king to Esther the queen in Shushan, here in the citadel, the Jews have killed and destroyed all of 500 men, including the 10 sons of Haman. In the remainder of the provinces of the king, what have they done? And what is your wish? It shall be granted to you. And what do you request further? It shall be done. Responded Esther, if to the king it seems good, let it be granted tomorrow to the Jews who are in Shushan to act again by the decree of today, and let the 10 sons of Haman be hanged on the gallows. So the king commanded that this be done. The decree was proclaimed in Shushan, and so it was that the 10 sons of Haman were hanged. And they assembled the Jews, those who were in Shushan. Once again they came forth on the 14th day of the month of Adar, and they killed in Shushan 300 men, but on the plunder they did not lay a hand. The remainder of the rest of the Jews who lived in the provinces of the king also assembled and defended their very lives. They had a respite from their enemies and killed of their foes 75,000, but on the plunder they did not lay a hand. This was the 13th day of the month of Adar. They rested on the 14th day of that month, making of it a day of feasting and gladness. But the Jews who were in Shushan got together on the 13th day of the month, and on the 14th day, and rested on the 15th day of the month, and made of it a day of feasting and gladness.
That is why the Jews dwelling in the villages, those who live in towns without walls, celebrate this special day, the 14th day of the month of Adar, for feasting and gladness, and a Yom Tov, and for sending presents one to another. So recorded Mordecai the events aforementioned, and he sent letters to all of the Jews who lived in all of the provinces of King Ahasuerus, those who were near and those who were far, to establish among themselves that they should observe these special times, this the 14th day of the month of Adar, and also observe the 15th day of that month from year to year, these being the days which offered relief on them for the Jews from their foes, and the month in which things were turned for them from sorrow to joy, from mourning to a Yom Tov, and to make of them days of feasting and gladness, for sending gifts one to another and presents to the poor.
So undertook the Jews that which they had begun to practice, and heeded the words that Mordecai had written to them.
All because Haman, son of Hammedata, the Agagite, the foe of all the Jews, plotted against the Jews to destroy them, and he cast the poor, that is, the lot, to consume them and destroy them. But when Esther came before the king, he commanded by letter that it recoil this wicked plot, this evil aim, which he devised against the Jews on his own head, and that they should hang he himself and his sons on the gallows.
And this is why they call the days by the name Purim, from the word poor. And so, because of all the words of the letter we speak of, and of what they had seen in these matters, and what had happened to them, they established and imposed the Jews on themselves and on their seed, and on all who might join them, and without fail, that they observe the 2 days just mentioned, as it is written, and in its time, year after year.
And these very days should be remembered and observed from generation to generation, by every family, in every province, in every city, and the days of Purim commemorated here must not fail to be observed among the Jews, nor the memory of them die out among their seed. Then she wrote a letter, Esther the queen, daughter of Abihail, along with Mordecai the Jew, with full authority, in order to confirm the letter of Mordecai concerning Chag Purim. She wrote this, the second one.
And he sent letters to all the Jews, to the 27 provinces of the kingdom of Ahasuerus, with words of shalom and emet, to establish the days of Purim here noted at their appointed time, just as it was enjoined on them by Mordecai the Jew and Esther the queen, and that which they had decreed for themselves and for their seed, also matters of fasting and lamentation.
The decree of Esther served to confirm this observance of Purim, this holiday, and it was recorded in a scroll.